All right, for anybody wondering out there, British dudes did not hijack the stations. Josh is here. He is rebroadcasting that show. What's the name of that show?
Rum Doings.
It was pretty funny. I caught the last little bit. Hopefully you enjoyed it. He will be broadcasting it through his show, Mother's Milk, once a month, right here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. Where right now we're switching it up with Slight Surface Noise Sound System.
Mira, Cindy, el carnaval. Vamos para el carnaval, vente.
Adiós, mira, Feli.
Muchachos,
mira,
¿dónde
usted viene? Adiós, mira, para allá. Mira,
ah,
que tocando la guitarra.
Mira, mira,
está con cultivo todo, muchachos.
Vente.
Mira, oye, no te mortifiques, lo que pueda.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to A Slight Surface Noise Sound System on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. You just heard Eddie Harris off his album Silver Cycles on Atlantic. Track is a little bit. Before that, we heard Jerry Butler and Exuma with You Can Fly off of the Joe original soundtrack on Mercury. And starting off the night and the show, Carnival, Plena Dulce from Cortijo off his Cortijo y Su Máquina del Tiempo on Coco Records. There you go. Pronunciation is on point tonight. So if you want to rap with me in Spanish, please feel free to call in at 804-649-9737. I can't really say much more than that, but I'll throw some German in there to mix it up. We'll see. Going to be back into the music in a second. Before we do, let me read this PSA right quick. John Cage Zen Ox Herding Pictures are on view at the University of Richmond Museums through April 7th, 2010. John Cage was a seminal composer, a writer, and artist whose interest in Eastern and East Asian and Indian philosophy led him to abandon intention, memory, and personal taste to focus instead on process and chance in music, performance, and visual art. This exhibition features 55 watercolors created by Cage in 1988 at the Mountain Lake Workshop, Blacksburg, Virginia. It's accompanied by a number of public events. For a schedule of events, museum hours, and directions, visit museums.richmond.edu or call 804-289-8276. We got Mad Lib in the background for you, and we'll get back into it with some solo vibraphone.
To the public that's always known, one nickel or a dime of marijuana forever.
Mix you up with nobody else. Thank you.
Thank you. WRIR 97.3 and The Lotus Land Show. The Lotus Land Show every Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m., bringing you hearty, healthy choices. WRIR and The Lotus Land Show. It's what's for dinner.
You're listening to A Slight Surface Noise Sound System on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. We are radio for the rest of us, and by the rest of us, that means each and every one of you are listening right here, right now. If you're listening in the future, hello from the past. We've got some pagan festival music playing in the background. That was Moon Goddess from Dominic Frontier and his orchestra on Columbia. Before that, we heard the Albert Eiler Quintet off of Spirits Rejoice on ESP. The track is Angels. And then Sunrise Orchestra with Love on a Faraway Planet. Hours After is the record on Black Saint. And before that, Comfort in the Storm from Jay Hoggard, solo vibraphone on Indian Navigation. I picked that up earlier. Later last week, I should say. My week is all messed up. Time is morphing around me as well as space, but that means I'm having a successful show. That's our goal here at Slice Surface Noise, a sound system. But no, the Jay Hoggard is really good. I'm usually not much for solo anything, but that vibraphone just fills up the room and pours out the speaker with some awesome sustaining sounds. So check that one out. India Navigation, of course, a great label, many quality releases if you're into that sort of thing. We'll get back into it in a second. We got Negative Land's Helter Stupid. This is a request, feeling a request from the past. Last week, Josh of Mother's Milk called in and wanted to hear some Negative Land. I told him I didn't have it. I mean, that my show is all vinyl. I only play records, and, you know, I gotta have the requests kind of staggered a week. So if you request something this week, I'll play it next week, unless I happen to have it, which has happened, like, all of once or twice. So, I mean, you know, just take a crapshoot chance at it, and we'll give you some Negative Land for your Tuesday morning right here in Richmond or wherever you may be. Remember, got a cool website. If you're streaming from the website, don't forget to check out the rest of the website, www.wrir.org. It gives you all sorts of information on upcoming events involving the radio station, as well as ways to get involved, volunteer, donate, and just say, hey, I really like what y'all do. So I'm going to make sure you can continue to do it. And that's what I'll do for the next 2 hours right here for you.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I'm trying to make some girl. Sock it to me, baby. Let's spend the night together, making love. Light my fire. Give me what you got. Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
148
Gromley. Till it was too late.
Get over!
It's a week of psychopaths, murderers, werewolves, murdering, marauding maniacs. This marvelous week of murder begins when you're dead. A malicious tale about a maniac with a deadly eye for murder. All this begins Monday on Channel 7's 3:30 movie.
Is KPIX Eyewitness News Nightcast.
Good evening. Topping Nightcast, a possible link between murder and music.
Music performed by a rock group right here in the Bay Area.
Four members of a Midwestern family were murdered. The 16-year-old son is the prime suspect. Members of the experimental rock group Negative Land have been drawn into the case, and prosecutors won't even tell them for certain that their music, how their music might be involved. Hal Eisner has our report.
Continue this.
your brain.
Negative Land considers its music thought-provoking, even humorous. But the members of this East Bay musical group aren't a bit amused that one of their songs may be linked to a multiple murder case. The case involves 16-year-old David Brom, an A student from a very religious family. He's accused of killing his brother, sister, and parents with an axe. Attorneys say David and his parents frequently argued about religion and music, even on the night of the murders, when a Negative Land album may have sparked the last family dispute. And in particular, the song Christianity is Stupid may also have been involved.
Christianity is stupid.
It's hard to listen to the cut and not laugh. If you have any sense of humor at all, or whatever, it's hard not to see the humor in it, and that it would result in anything as serious as this, I think is ridiculous.
They say federal authorities asked them to cancel a long-planned 17-city tour and eliminate live performances until the conclusion of the investigation. Negative Land's music is highly critical of the mass media, nuclear war, and handguns. The group thinks their music is humorous, but they don't find it a bit funny that one of their songs poking fun at religion may have sparked a dispute among the Brahms, triggering the murders.
Christianity is stupid.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Brahm case in Minnesota, and eventually a return to their live performances, and a career that after 9 years, had finally taken some positive turns. But a quick end to the bizarre murder case may be in doubt. Hal Eisner, Channel 5 Eyewitness News, Nightcast.
Kate?
The Trailside killer, David Carpenter, has now been convicted of 7 murders.
This is Tom Cottonmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in Negative Land?
Now!
Can you comment on the connection that was made between your music and the axe murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Snake, if you run! Now!
I can't get no satisfaction.
You need sex, so we provided the girls.
Sock it to me, baby. 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 Give me, what you got.
And when it comes to killing you, 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 they like to use every meme in the book.
Kind of murder case that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense. They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand. Christianity is stupid.
A malicious tale about a maniac.
Murder and music.
You've given up looking.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism.
Enough typewriters.
Murder
journalism
and music.
Journalism or sensationalism.
And enough time.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism.
And one of them will eventually come up with a King James version of the Bible.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism.
your Bible.
We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
We don't have enough data. We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
Data. We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data.
It's monkey business.
And that's why I'm saying...
Even a monkey could produce the King James Version of the Bible.
Data. Data. Data.
Too much data.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Signs of wanting to hurt anyone.
For I am in trouble.
The crime is somehow related to a record by a Bay Area band. Hal Eisner has that story.
Mine eye is consumed with grief.
Many are still wondering why.
Yea, my soul and my being.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Why me, Lord?
You're overreacting.
My strength faileth because of mine iniquity.
You're overreacting.
And my bones are consumed.
Don't find excuses for it. The easiest thing to do is do what he did.
Why me, Lord?
Apologize.
I was forgotten as a dead man out of mind.
He apologized.
I am like a broken vessel.
But that's America.
Why me, Lord?
I'm considered a creep.
And you're overreacting.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
A creep.
Who shall deliver me from the body of this dead?
The creep.
What?
I'm going to have to cut it out, but we're overreacting. We'll be back after these messages.
KTVU for Thursday, October 30th, stereo version.
Al's House of Meat, 2222 on the Sirloin Strip.
Fine, we're going to play that back now.
Did you hear that?
What?
Something on that tape when it ran backwards.
What are you talking about?
Run it down again. Now play it backwards.
That child is a child of evil.
I don't believe it.
You never sounded so good.
I'm serious. Play this backwards and you hear evil messages. Play the rest.
We're going to play that one back.
There it is again.
Don't start.
I mean it. Play it backwards.
Last night he murdered his parents. Tonight his targets are his aunt and uncle.
Doesn't it bother you that evil messages creep into our commercials when you play them backwards?
Stranger things have happened.
Play the rest.
Little Damon is all grown up. Too bad for the cause of good.
You're not going to play the rest?
Look, I rent this studio by the hour.
What is it trying to tell us?
Death wish two, two. Wish death, 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 death wish two, two. Wish death. Death wish two. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
Look at that listing of sins in Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21, 17 of them.
If you have 26 Americans to kill...
S-I-M, S-I-M...
And you've already killed 17 Americans...
P-L-O-T, P-L-O-T...
How many Americans does that leave for you to kill?
Simplot...
Shock it to me, baby.
S-I-M...
Why are the children...
P-L-O-T...
Doing what they're doing?
S-I-M...
Why are the children...
P-L-O-T...
Doing what they're doing?
Murder and music.
Simplot...
Murder and music.
Murder and music.
Simplot...
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 Shock it to me, baby.
This isn't the first time... 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 This isn't the first time, this isn't the first time controversial music has been linked to tragedy.
And it's all right for them to slap our face.
It's monkey business!
You're overreacting.
And it's all right for them to slap our face.
Why are the children doing what they're doing? Why does a child reach up and kill his mom and dad and murder his two little sisters and then cut his throat?
Noise!
Why would a child do something like that?
Noise! What it is, what it does to you.
Stupid. Stupid. Stupid.
It is depressing when the whole family's picking on you, you know, whether it's because you did something wrong. But I think he was depressed, and we do get hurt.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction.
Now,
hell, we're stupid.
I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like, and probably the world ain't going to like, but I'll tell it to you just like it is. If I wanted to, had it been me up in this Sharon Tate's house, it would have been a lot worse. Thank God that your children did it for you, and I didn't get started on it, because if I'd have got started on it, it would have been a lot worse than it was, because I am 10 times worse.
It's believed Night Stalker suspect Richard Ramirez was influenced by AC/DC's Highway to Stupid album. And Ozzy Osbourne's song Stupid Solution became the focal point of an actual stupid case involving a Southern California teenager.
Stupid.
Our opposition, whoever they may be, in all their manifest forms, don't know how to handle humor, you know, and we are humorous, and we stand a better chance under that guise, because all the serious people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Gandhi got shot.
It was the kind of murder song that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense.
No one, no matter where he lives or what he does, can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
But that's America.
And yet it goes on and on and on in this country of ours.
That's America.
Now that second one is really Robert Kennedy, right? Wrong.
Hmm?
Hal Eisner.
Wrong.
Hmm? Neither of these is the real voice of anyone, and we must never believe that it is.
Oh, but that was really Robert Kennedy.
Hal Eisner.
They are both electronic images of the real voice preserved on magnetic tape. Just as we never see a dead body on television news, we must never believe that we do.
Our TVs are murdering people every 15 minutes. You see two or three people dying on TV.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Bronx song.
It's, like I said, it's really frightening, but at the same time, it's ridiculous.
And then you got guys now that got the controls, but they don't have the power. You put somebody with the power at the control, and you watch the old buggy rock.
But a quick end to the bizarre murder song may be in doubt.
And I'm not afraid of dying because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
Give up! Give up! You've been a preacher. Christianity is stupid. Give up! Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good.
But they said there was something that got them more than the words of the song. Something that got them more than the words of the song. There was something that got them more than the words of the song. But they said there was something that got them more than the words of the song.
And every boy and girl feels to be a hero, they gotta pull their clothes off.
The beat!
Get over!
And it was the beat!
The beat!
The beat!
Just words!
Just words!
Just words!
Get over!
And it was the beat!
Beat.
The beat! The beat! The beat! The beat! The beat!
The probe apparently involved their stupid song, Christianity Didn't Make Sense.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay, 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 okay.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay, 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 okay,
okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay, okay. We're taking our microphone to different locations.
We don't have enough data.
To different places. Your job is to close your eyes, listen very carefully, and decide where we are and what is happening. Okay. 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 Okay.
Attorneys say David and his parents frequently argued about religion and music.
Okay, okay.
We don't have enough data.
Give up. Okay, okay.
Christianity is stupid.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is stupid.
Listen very carefully.
Christianity is stupid.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is stupid.
Okay, okay.
Counter stupid.
Counter stupid.
Close your eyes.
Counter stupid.
Listen very carefully.
Christianity is triggering the murder.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is thought-provoking.
Listen very carefully.
Even humorous.
I think we don't accomplish anything by going on like this. This is the same thing you've been saying over and over again.
Well, we're going to listen to those sounds again.
We don't have enough data.
This time, I'm going to ask you to do something besides just listening. I would like for you and your friends to pretend you're actually in the places you hear. Make believe that you're doing something.
We don't have enough data.
And while you're pretending and having fun,
we don't have enough data.
Too much data.
Please ask yourself this question.
And what will become of me?
And what will become of me?
We don't have enough data.
Please ask yourself this question.
A photocopy of a diagrammatic analysis of a report.
Please ask yourself this question. Is God here? Is God here in this place doing this kind of thing?
Now listen to this.
L-E-O-N-A.
Oh?
And I'm with Channel 5 News.
Well, I don't know.
Calling regarding the group in this article that I'm looking at here.
Okay,
in my
sure.
Hand from
hey, why you guys got a name sound something like Friday? That's right.
Well, you're being
stood up.
ACLU,
huh? She said to tell you not to wait.
But we would need some kind of cooperation from you or members of your group in order to do this.
Wayne Walker, Joe Gorman, KPIX Eyewitness News, Nightcast is next.
This isn't the first time someone has tried to blame a death on Hal Eisner. The Los Angeles couple claimed their son committed suicide while listening to an Hal Eisner story. The judge in that case ruled there was no proof that our report was responsible for the boy's death.
I'm Hal Eisner. Journalism or sensationalism?
And he's appealing.
Too much data.
We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data. 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 Data.
Too much data.
Too much data. That's one of my big problems today. Books, files, photographs. Newsreels by the million miles.
But I should think you'd be so glad to have all this material.
But how to use it, dear lady? But how to use it? But how to use it?
How to use it?
And yet it goes on and on and on.
Now I know too much and find it hard to make out any patterns. Just clatter and babble and get the feel and move on before I get buried in videotape.
This record you're listening to now is another one.
Hell, we're stupid.
How do you go about getting an exorcism?
Christianity is stupid.
I can help.
It's Richard Burton.
Oh, no.
He's a modest priest.
Pray.
Stupid.
You try to pray?
Stupid.
And if you think going one-on-one with the Prince of Darkness is sticky, ooh, wait until you see the rest of the characters he has to contend with.
Now there's a bizarre connection to a Bay Area band.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If you kill 8 or 10 people and you throw blood all over and you say, now you see what I'm saying, they say, oh, we see what you're saying. And they still don't see what you're saying.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 or 4 years, American life as we know it will be over.
Come on, man, it's a big act. Goddamn thing's a fucking act, man. What I said right then is a fucking act. Everything's an act. It's all an act. The only thing that's not an act, the only thing that makes reality is death. Then they hang it on a cross and kneel down and pray to it. That's the only reality they understand.
The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves.
That is correct, correct, correct.
Good night, and good luck.
It's the time of year you've been waiting for, the Spring 2010 T-Shirt Design Contest. Submit your winning design through email, snail mail, or just bring it by the station no later than 11:59 p.m. Monday, March 8, 2010. Prizes and goodies will go to the winning designer. Please go to WRIR.org for more details.
Rejoice, friends. Big government is over. From now on, instead of community, you will be left in the marketplace to fend for yourselves, claw for yourselves, stab for yourselves, guard for yourselves. What little money, savings, dignity, and shelter you have left. After your jobs are downsized and exported to Mexico, tennis shoes made by slaves in camps in Indonesia, computer jobs sent across the ocean to Indonesia, you will be next unless you bow down, lick our boots, and throw your benefits away.
You can't leave the home without an electric.
substance without permission. Tag them. Curfew them. Keep them down. Keep them at home. To school. To rent a video on the way home and stay home. Just like at work. Do not gather after dark. Curfew. It's such a family-oriented word. A much more acceptable, smiling, soft word. A much more palatable concept than martial law. Put your bracelets on. You're safer when you're watched. Don't go outside. You'll set the alarm off. Curfew. Forever and ever and ever.
Hopefully WRIR will be forever and ever. So if ever there was a curfew, at least you'd have some cool tunes to listen to. That was Coldplay featuring Jello Biafra with Every Home a Prison off their LP Let Us Play, released on Ninja Tune. Before that, we heard Negative Land's Helter Stupid off of SST. That's a story about how they thought it'd be funny to tell local press they weren't going on tour because they were being investigated for a murder that happened way across the country, where some kid whose older brother had a record shop in the basement was accused of killing his parents because he listened to satanic records, when in truth Negative Land was just broke and they couldn't afford to tour. But of course, as you heard in some of those samples, they stirred up quite a fuss and a buzz, and that's Negative Land for you. We got some Coldplay in the background. We'll switch things up in a second. Before we do, the Virginia Poison Center is an emergency telephone resource of poisoning information available to the public and healthcare professionals. Their confidential emergency phone lines are available free of charge 24 hours a day and staffed by poison specialists. If you suspect a poison exposure, call Virginia Poison Center Helpline at 1-800-222-1222. Most poison exposures reported are accidental, and approximately 50% involve young children. For more information about poison prevention, visit www.poison.vcu.edu. Got Dan the Automator featuring a Sinister 6000, aka Cool Keith, up next.
Check him out in the corner, look at him. Skeletor. Check this out. Let's do this. Alright.
I'm double checking. Yo, girl, I'm smooth. You call me daddy when I walk out with Charlie Brown and Peppermint Patty. With Linus and Snoopy, this backstage groupie. I kick some style that's fly and show Scooby Doo. Get the package and give it to Mr. Magoo. Then call up Woody Wood. The hits on the pecker. Then cut off his legs with my new shiny Black and Decker. I load the tech up. I'm busting that Shaggy. Space Ghost and Quest. Charlie Brown and Wolverine smoking weed. We chillin' with Yogi, the bear, Snoopy playing poker. Tonight we send out one X-Man to kill the Joker. I call up Pinkman, he's with his girl Lucy. With peanuts on Front Street, he's coming with the boozy. I know his boys, yo, look, they down with Skeletor. I know his boys, yo, look, they down with Skeletor. I know his boys, yo, look, they down with Skeletor. I know his boys, yo, look, they down with Skelly. The Roadrunner beat, he think it's funny. I know his plan.
Scully.